What are some of the environmental challenges of the City of London?
Well, I mean, we have a real set of problems in London because for 14 years we didn't have a city government. So no one was pushing recycling, no one was looking after the question of atmospheric pollution. So we're running to catch up with the best American cities and the best European cities. And we're over here, we've had a lot of meetings with Californian firms that are really into the absolute cutting edge of technology in terms of recycling and cleaning up water, cleaning up the quality of the air. We want to bring that back to London.
I understand you have a recycling program that fines people for not recycling. How
well,
is that working out?
It's the first experiment. We have 30 local district councils in London. One's just introduced a £1,000 fine for not sorting your domestic waste. And they've gone from about 30% to 90% overnight. And so you've got to have carrot and stick. I mean, I think people have got to see the benefit of what they're doing. But there will always be people that really just don't give a damn. And therefore, you do need the penalty regime.
What is some of the most exciting projects environmentally that you're working on?
Well, the most important one is that our congestion charge has been a stunning success. The number of people driving into the centre of London is down 70,000 cars a day. The congestion has been cut by a third. Carbon dioxide emissions are down 20%. Nitrous oxides and particulates, which are the real killers, are down 12%. We're about to double the size of the zone to 16 square miles, put the charge up to £8 a day, which is almost about $15, and it's the most popular thing I do. And people recognise there had to be a limit to unfettered use of the car in a congested town centre.
What stage of the project is it in?
Well, we had 2 years now of the first 8 square miles, and it's been an incredible success. I mean, I was re-elected on a night when my party was losing virtually every other office all over the country. I do think it's because Londoners saw we were taking a step towards turning around the environmental problems of the city. Now we've got to catch up. When I was elected 5 years ago, first time, we were only recycling 5 or 6% of our domestic waste. And we got that up to 15%. But you need to be getting up towards 50 and then looking at getting up to 75 or 80% sometime in the next decade.
We're at World Environment Day. What have you been learning from other mayors or from the city of San Francisco?
Well, I mean, as I say, because we didn't have a city government for 14 years, a lot of other cities are ahead of us in recycling, in reducing their consumption of water and so on. And so any idea that works now, I think it's quite interesting. Mayors almost are ahead of governments because, I mean, their citizens expect the mayor to deliver. They know who to blame if not. If you're a president or a prime minister, there are foreign policy issues and everything else clouds that agenda. Mayors are very much focused on the quality of life in their city. That's why I think many governors in America, many mayors in America, are streets ahead of the Bush administration. I mean, to have Governor Schwarzenegger basically dismiss the president's position on climate change and say, let's get real here, we've got to put things in place, is a very powerful message that the Washington elite is just totally out of touch with the rest of the world.
What's the next environmental issue you're going to tackle?
Well, I know the next one's really come on us very rapidly because global warming is impacting on London's climate quite dramatically. You grew up as a child seeing all those films about London, the fog, the rain. We're now the driest part of London. All those traditional old English plants that cope in damp are dying out. Everyone's planting olive trees and citrus fruits. We've become an almost Mediterranean climate. Rainfall's dramatically fallen away. And the water companies come in and said, we want desalination plants. Now, these are so energy intensive. I'm negotiating with them, so let's put the desalination plant on hold. Let's see if we can persuade people to use less water.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Vote for me.
Great, thank you very much.
Nice to see you.